Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 427, and I'm proud to say that in the studio with me today is Dr. Lawrence Oswick, an awesome dentist practicing in the Chagrin Valley. Hey, before we get started, though, with Dr. Oswick, let me just remind you that if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. Okay? Now, like I said, we have Dr. Lawrence Oswick. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He is a Cleveland native who graduated from Gilmore Academy in Gates Mills, Ohio in 1965. Dr. Oswick went on to attend Colgate University, where he graduated in 1969. He returned to Cleveland to pursue his career in dentistry at the Case Western Reserve University School of Dentistry. And he graduated from Case in 1973. He then went on to serve in the U.S. Navy from 1973 to 75. He's been married for 44 years. Has three children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Oswick. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Hello.
Thanks for being on the show with me. I appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but I grew up in Twinsburg, and I was the number one caddy at Chagrin Valley Country Club when I was 12.
That's just amazing. There's what we call 6 degrees of separation, but if you're a dentist, there's like 3 degrees of separation.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really neat to meet you and actually been getting to know you over the last several weeks, which is really cool. And so, you know, I basically want to help get the word out about you and what you do. And so tell me, I've been hearing a lot of neat things, a lot of good things about you and your smile team. So tell me what makes you guys different from other dental professionals in your field or in your market? You know, like, what are you known for? What do you want to be known for?
Well, our biggest thing is what we call lifetime care. Our concept is to do it once, do it right, and have it stay done, and then get into our maintenance program. We really think that's the ideal thing, and to educate our patients and make them feel comfortable like that is really good.
So lifetime care.
Lifetime care.
And I guess the thing about, I mean, people should pay attention because people, well, we all know 40% of the people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. And so what you're saying is you need to start when you're young and keep going and going and going because that's the best way to stay healthy, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's our thought process is, and we're looking to develop that lifetime relationship with our patients. And I've had the been very fortunate to have 2 and 3 and 4 generations of patients in our office now.
Wow. Wow. 4 generations? You ever had them all in the office at the same time?
Sometimes grandma brings in the kids and so forth, and it really does, it is pretty interesting.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that as we age, the patient population, our population tends to age because people kind of age with us, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so, but it's really neat to see them bring the little ones, you know, the itty bitties. And it's funny because people think sometimes if somebody's in their 60s, they're not attuned to little ones. But the reality is they are because they have grandchildren and they're used to rocking them and holding them and
exactly.
feeding them and changing diapers and all that stuff that you think of with just young folks.
And that's the stuff that gives you, that's one of the reasons we smile, right?
Yeah, it is. Very much so. Because I have 2 grandsons and a granddaughter on the way. And I understand you have
a grandson and 1 on the way also.
And another grandson.
Another grandson on the way.
Awesome. Okay. So now, how do you... I mean, one of the things that you pride yourself in is your experience, your knowledge. You've gotten yourself a lot of extra training, more than a lot of, in fact, you were telling me off air that there are 175,000 dentists in the country and only 4,000 of them have the degree of training that you do. Is that correct?
Well, I'm in the Academy of General Dentistry, and there is a couple designations within that. The first is a fellowship, which includes a certain number of hours plus a board exam to get to the fellowship level. But the next level is called the mastership level, and that requires 600 hands-on hours of continuing education. And that's pretty difficult to attain, so you usually do that at a dental school. I was fortunate to do it at the University of Florida under mentor Jim Haddix, and went through it took about 2 years to get all the training in place and so forth, and that was really ideal.
When you say hands-on, what does that mean?
That means you're actually, you're not just reading it in a book or going to a lecture. You're sitting there actually going and doing the procedures in a sim lab or on patients, depending upon the particular situation.
You did that in Florida, right?
Did it in the University of Florida.
Let me guess, during the winter?
Well, it went 24 months straight around, and it was really enjoyable to leave Cleveland and fly down for the weekend.
So, okay.
Yeah. Why would I pick Chicago? You know,
right. People in Florida don't come to Cleveland to do their training, right?
That's correct.
So why did you do that, though? I mean, why not go golfing or go out on your boat like other dentists?
Well, the thing is this, dentistry is something that really inspires me, and I really love it. And if you want to go ahead and get re-energized in dentistry, the reality is just go and take some more continuing education and get into a position with other people who are doing that. So you get a lot of energy, a lot of camaraderie, and you're also perfecting your skills.
Right, right. And then the patients benefit because you know how to do a better job. You can do a better job. There are people that can't even recognize a good job over a bad job, right?
I suspect you're right.
Yeah. So it's funny because we all have our niche, right? Not just dentists, but other people. And I know that somebody might, like an ophthalmologist or an optometrist might notice somebody's glasses, right? Mm-hmm. We notice their smile.
Exactly.
Or a painter notices a bad painting job that I didn't even know was bad because I was sitting in front of it all these years.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are the letters after your name and what do they mean again? It's
M-A-G-D, and that means Masters. Master of the Academy of General Dentistry.
Okay.
And so it's a designation that is, it's not an academic designation. It is a fellowship designation related to the Academy of General Dentistry.
Okay. Awesome. And there are a couple other groups where a dentist can get training. LVI is one, mm-hmm. Las Vegas Institute. And there's one in Scottsdale, Arizona, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I can't remember what that one's called. But
And I did my cosmetic training at the University of the Pacific in San Francisco.
In the winter.
In the winter, exactly.
This is a smart man.
Yeah. In fact, you may know under Bill Dorfman.
Yes, I do know Dr. Dorfman. Had him on the show about 3 times from Extreme Makeover.
Wonderful.
Really nice guy. He's written a great book. I think he called it The $1 Billion Smile or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So now you practice in, you call it the Chagrin Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Twinsburg. I never thought of it as the Chagrin Valley. What does that mean?
Well, it's actually the Chagrin River runs through the bottom of this valley. So and the town is called Chagrin Falls because there actually is a falls in Chagrin. And
there is?
There is.
I did not know that.
Oh, really? And you're in Twinsburg, 10 miles away. That's crazy. But yeah, so the thing is, it's kind of a geographic location. It's the area that's around it. And of course, at the far end of the valley is the Chagrin Valley Country Club.
Yeah,
where,
right.
Where you caddied.
Where I caddied.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and see if they'd let me golf now that I'm not 12.
I would suspect they would.
You think?
Yeah.
Even if I'm not a member?
Even if you're not a member.
If I showed up and said I was the number one caddy in 19 whatever.
No, but if you ask me, I'll get you on the course.
Oh, you can get me on the course. Okay, it's a date. All right, so now I happen to notice, because I'm pretty observant, that you wear 2 wedding rings. Did you get married twice?
No.
What's the story behind that?
That's a good question. My left hand is my wedding ring for my wife and I. Have been married 44 years, but the right hand is my dad's ring.
Oh.
And he passed away some years ago. And it had been given to him by my mother on their 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
So I then took it on now. So his name engraved in it, my name is engraved in it, and my son's name will be engraved in it when we pass it on.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a very nice story.
It's a family tradition.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Now tell me, what is the promise that you make to your patients when let's go back to Chagrin Valley. You mm-hmm. call it the Chagrin Valley, and I think that's to imply you don't have to live in Chagrin Falls to come to you. You
no.
can live in surrounding Aurora,
yeah,
you can
yeah.
live in Twinsburg, you can live in
exactly.
Medina or Mentor, or right?
Exactly.
Okay. So, but why would somebody choose you? I mean, what is it that you want them to know about you before they come and your practice philosophy?
Well, Dr. Kvitko, the biggest thing, as we discussed, our first statement was lifetime care.
Right.
And the concept there is that we want to go ahead and take a person who maybe hasn't been to a dentist in a while and help understand what the problems are. Why do they have decay? Why do they have the gum disease? What might be going on here? How can we change that?
Mm-hmm.
One of my most common things is there is no such thing as immaculate decay. In other words, you have to have plaque. You have to feed that plaque some carbohydrates, and that breakdown product is acidic and causes the problems.
Right.
So we talk about changing diet. We talk about home care. We talk about use of fluorides and so forth to get them. And I often tell people, you have a high decay rate, but I've never had a patient I couldn't take to a zero decay rate.
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
People think that, I was born with soft teeth. My teeth don't hold fillings. That's crazy stuff. That's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't a person out there that we can't get healthy and help them stay that way.
Yeah.
You know what? We are going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day soon. And by the way, for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, we give away free flowers from Weisdember Florist. And so in a couple of minutes, you're going to have a chance to call in and win free flowers. So, but before we do that, well, here, let me just remind you that I'm going to put some words in Dr. Oswick's mouth. I'm putting them from his website. So Dr. Oswick is known for the highest standard of personalized care in a comfortable and professional atmosphere. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct.
Exceptional service with a friendly team and a lifetime of dental care, childhood through adulthood, correct?
Perfect.
You would say all of the above to that?
All the above.
Okay. All right. Before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. And today in the studio with me is Dr. Lawrence Oswick, a dentist in the Chagrin Valley. And he makes a promise to his patients and the people who may choose to become his patients. Is it to provide his patients with A, the highest standard of personalized care, B, care in a comfortable and professional atmosphere, C, exceptional service with a friendly team, D, a lifetime of dental care, meaning childhood through adulthood, or E, all of the above? That should be an easy question to answer, and it's designed to be that way, so you can win free flowers. All right, the number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's Question of the Day. We have four callers on the line. We have Jennifer, Erica, James, and Debbie. And so we're going to ask Dr. Oswick, would you please pick a number between 1 and 4?
How about 4?
4? Okay, that would be Debbie. Hey, Debbie, how are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you. And you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for listening and for calling especially. And what is the answer?
Answer C.
The answer is C. You know what? They're all correct answers, I'm thinking, but I'm trying to think, what should we do? Okay, Debbie, hang on for a second, okay?
Okay.
Put her on hold. Let's go to line 3, James. Hey, James, what do you have for the answer?
All of the above.
All of the above is correct. Okay.
Debbie's
still listening, I assume. Okay, Debbie, we're going to have you stay on the line. I might get you like a secondary prize because of the little mix-up here. Okay, so don't hang up. And James, tell me, what do you do for a living?
You're never going to believe this. I'm a paramedic and a nurse. I went to a dentist a month ago. He said all my bottom teeth were soft. And I've been believing that, you know, for the last few years that I've lost a few that soft, and he said, you're going to have to pull them all. And then I listened to everything you just said. I'm coming to see you this week.
Okay.
I'm coming because I really need something done. It's so embarrassing to be a nurse and a paramedic and be passing on the floor and see a rotten tooth on the side.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. That sounds
so
great.
I'm going to go tell my fiance, and we are coming to see you because you're going to take care of this.
Okay. Will do.
And by the way, the other doc, I am so impressed by the solicitation of your resume. The military service and your honors are to be well respected, and congratulations on everything you've done. We really appreciate having you.
Thank you so
much. Professional ability.
Thank you, James. That's awesome. Boy, what a wonderful caller. Okay. Hey, stay on the line. We want to make sure you get those flowers, and I'll be seeing you this week, it sounds like.
Yes, sir, you will.
Okay, all right. You have a great day, and I'll see you. I'll meet you on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go back to Dr. Oswick now. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. What a cool thing.
Yeah, yeah. We love connecting people and getting people to think more about their dental health and understand that there are things that can be done. And I think, yeah, it's strange. But you know what? I'll give you a follow-up to this story with James, and I'll let you know what we found.
Sounds good.
Okay. So now let's get back to what we're talking about. Tell me one of the most interesting things about you that people would be surprised to know.
This is really kind of funny. I have never gone to school with a female in my entire educational career.
How'd you manage that?
Well,
I
started off in a Catholic grade school. And of course, at that point in time, many years ago, boys and girls were in separate classrooms.
Okay.
Then I went to Gilmore Academy, which is all men's boarding, Catholic prep school.
Okay.
Then I went to all men's college, Colgate. I came back to Case Western Reserve, which at that point in time was all male dentists.
Wow.
And then I went to the Navy, which again was all male.
Wow.
So it was even my dental assistants were male in the Navy. So I never had any training whatsoever with females, and now I work in an office with 6 females.
Okay, so the pendulum swung back.
And I've been married for 44 years, so I've managed to figure it out.
Wow, that's really neat. That's really neat. So let's go back to your practice, and let's talk about, tell me what is the most interesting dental case you've ever witnessed or participated in?
I think the aspect of what's the most interesting is... a little too generic. What we do every single day in our office is cosmetic bonding. So we'll take somebody whose smile may be a little bit off, maybe discolored, maybe teeth are broken or out of alignment and so forth, and go through the process of putting these teeth back into a proper alignment. And I just had a case this week, which was really enjoyable. I've been chatting with the gal for probably a couple of years about fixing her smile, and she was very shy and very quiet and really didn't want to do it and blah, blah, blah. She was just nervous.
Right.
And we went ahead and fixed her smile. It was just on Thursday. And when she got done, we handed her the mirror, and she just couldn't stop giggling. So this was so wonderful. She was just like, you know, from this shy person to all of a sudden just was so excited about this.
It's one of my favorite things to do, too.
Exactly.
By the way, I would say my most interesting case would probably having done the smile makeover on Ted, the Golden Voice Williams, the homeless gentleman whose video went viral.
Yes.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I sure do.
Do you know he does the voice work for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese? That's his voice. When you say Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, you know you like it. He also does Pepsi.
And,
isn't that neat?
And now he can speak more clearly with his beautiful smile.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that great? And by the way, we have to go to a break here soon, but when we come back, we're going to ask you what are your top five things that make you smile, okay? So think about your answers, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 427. In the studio with us is Dr. Lawrence Oswick, an awesome dentist in the Chagrin Valley. And Dr. Oswick, before the break, I said I wanted to find out what are the top five things that make you smile.
That's an obvious thing. The first thing that makes you smile, of course, is your family and your kids and grandchildren.
Okay.
The next thing, which is professional, is when my patients smile. That makes me very, very happy.
Then, now, are they smiling because they're getting ready to leave? Or
no, they're smiling because they have had a good experience and they have a beautiful smile now.
Okay. I like to say that my patients stand up and give me a standing ovation when I'm done because they get up to leave. It's all in the way you look at it.
Yeah, it's a process. And, of course, the adage that's very, very true, when you have a happy wife, you have a happy life, so that makes me smile.
So your wife makes you smile?
My wife makes me smile.
Okay.
The next thing here is blue sky powder days at Vail. We're a family of skiers, and that's our home ski area. So that's just an enjoyable thing.
Skiing.
And then I'm a wannabe golfer, so my rare great golf shot makes me smile.
Okay. And that's all it takes to make me come back is one good shot. And
there
it's
you
like
go.
You figure, well, I should be able to do that every time, right?
Now, Dr. Kvitko, I have a question for you.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to ask the questions.
No, I want to ask this question. What inspired you to start this program?
Oh, well, actually, it's an interesting story. I've noticed that Hollywood and the mainstream media, they're not very kind to dentists in the dental profession. If you think about it, Hollywood usually shows dentists as bumbling idiots, you know, like think about the Bob Newhart show, you know, the dentist is always dropping things. Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, remember?
And Tim Conway's from Chagrin Falls.
Is he really?
Yes.
I did not know that. That's awesome. And that skit they did was just amazing, right? We've all seen
it.
And then the mainstream media, they tend to only mention dentistry or a dentist when they've been accused of murder or something, right? They just don't seem to show dentists in a normal, nice light. Yet you have all these medical shows, you have all these legal shows, you know, Grey's Anatomy, whatever you want to say. And I thought, well, you know what? If no one else is going to talk normal and proper about dentistry, then we need to. I need to. And I've decided to take up that mantle and do it.
Good.
So I just think that the more people hear about dentistry in a normal light, like our caller today is a good example, right? Called in and he says, I didn't know that. The more we can get the word out there that what we do is awesome and that we can change lives, fix people's teeth, you know, just make everything wonderful, the better. And so if we can reach those 40% of the people that don't go to the dentist on a regular basis, think how cool that would be.
Now, I know that as we move to the Cleveland market where I am located, you're looking to take this show national and international.
Correct. And anybody that has teeth, which apparently is everybody, all 7.4 billion people, right?
That's the point. So your purpose here is to go ahead and spread the word about dentistry out the country and throughout the world.
Yes. Yeah. And make people aware of what's available. Make them think about their teeth in the morning. Because if you... We've all seen it. Somebody comes into the office, and you can tell they haven't brushed in a while, right? There's coating there. And you just wonder, how do people not know that there's stuff on their teeth? It's because it's not in the forefront of their mind. And it's probably not their fault, because they were raised by parents who were brought up that way, who didn't take them to the dentist. Sometimes it's because they lack the funds. Sometimes it's because they lack the knowledge. But that doesn't mean that has to be their lot in life, right?
Exactly.
And now we know the connections between dental care and medical health, overall medical
and inflammatory process, sure. Dr. Kvitko, this is very inspirational. I'm really glad to be part of this.
Awesome, and we're happy that you're here. What do you think? We only have 3 minutes, so we do have to have relatively short answers. Well, first of all, before I run out of time, how can people reach you if they want to come to you as their dentist?
Our office phone number is 440-543-9000.
Okay, and then a website?
Our website is my-smile-team.com.
Okay. My-smile-team.com.
So it's my smile team with dashes in between.
Got it. Okay. Sounds good. Now, what do you think? I'm going to throw you for a loop here. I did not tell you I was going to ask you this question.
No problem.
What do you think the practice of dentistry is going to look like in 50 years?
It's really cool. What's happening now is everything has just changed so much. We've gone to all CAD-CAM. We've gone all digital. We've gone all ceramics. It's just amazing what we can do in today's dentistry, the way our crowns fit now, the natural appearance of them and so forth. It's just amazing. And with all of digital dentistry, we can just be so helpful to our patients so that if we want to do, let's say, for instance, a consult with a periodontist, our patient doesn't have to get in the car and go to the periodontist. We just put it all online, and we sit there and talk to our specialist and go over the x-rays and so forth in real time.
Being able to send x-rays as JPEGs is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just wonderful. Same thing with our labs, and we approve every case as it comes back in the CAD design process. We look these things over. So it's, you know, dentistry is going to be a really challenging profession for our young dentists coming in. And that's something I know you do and something I do, and that is mentoring our young dentists.
Right, right. I'm willing to teach anybody that wants to come. I get requests all the time for people that want to come and shadow. And I was surprised because the last person that came to shadow me told us that the office he'd called before us said, no, we don't do that. And I'm like, why? What kind of secrets do they have that they wouldn't want somebody that's not even in the profession yet to know?
Yeah.
Happy to share and teach anything that I know to another dentist.
Yeah.
So.
And I teach at a residency program in Cleveland, the St. Luke's St. Fitz and Cherry Residency. And so we have six residents each year that we're able to spend a year with. And at this time of the year, they're actually in my office shadowing me on Tuesdays.
Awesome. So that's really nice that you do that. It really is. Yeah. So looks like we are just about out of time. And I want to thank you again for being on the show. And
thank you for inviting me.
And for everything that you do for the people in Chagrin Valley, and including my former cohorts in Twinsburg.
Exactly.
My brother still lives there. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law still live there. All right. Like I said, that's all the time we have. Be sure to join me next week, where I will have live in the studio Franklin County Auditor Clarence Mingo. And we're going to talk about diversity in America, which is interesting. Be sure to tune in. I think it's going to be a great show. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Visit us on our office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. And so next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.